Thank you.
I'll make it quick and to the point.
No, we'll just look into the Word and just pray that the Spirit of God will teach us. Folks, we have just passed Palm Sunday. I have no idea what happened here on Palm Sunday, but I do know, according to Scripture, that what sort of happened on what was known as Palm Sunday until that crucifixion day was a whirlwind in the life of the Lord Jesus. And I'd just like to take a few minutes and just to look at a few of the things that happened in the life of our Lord Jesus to lead us up to this special weekend that's ahead of us. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Verse number 28, "And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh unto Bethphage and Bethany at the mount of called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither." That's verse number 30. 31. "And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto him, Why loose ye the colt? And they said unto him, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus upon it. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke these disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones should immediately, or would immediately, cry out." Over to John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 12. John's Gospel, chapter 12. And verse number 12. "On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees, and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found the young donkey, sat on thereon, and it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king hath come, riding on an ass's colt. These things understood not the disciples at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of the grave, and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, Perceive ye now how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And they were certain Greeks among them, and they came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was in Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and Andrew again, and he told Philip, and then they told Jesus. May the Lord bless to our hearts the reading of His Word this evening. Father, we thank You for each one that is bowed in Your presence this evening. And I pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ that You will give us understanding hearts open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts to take in Your Word that we might be drawn close to Yourself. Father, we look forward to that day when we shall be with You throughout the countless ages of eternity. But You've left us here for a purpose. And I pray that as we study Your Word together, not only tonight, but each time we get together, that You will speak volumes to each one of our hearts. Quicken our feet to carry out the message that You have for us in Your precious Word. We'll be careful to give You all the praise and the glory in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen. Amen. The next week that follows what we know as Palm Sunday, we know that people are building up and that at this particular weekend that's coming, the wheels of commerce are going to grind to a halt. And many people are going to be taking their time and they're going to be either remembering the Easter Bunny or Jesus Christ. And this we know as a fact, and many, many people today have turned off with regards to Jesus Christ, and the Easter Bunny takes first place. But beloved, we ought not to let that happen. We need to realize that God's Word is true, and we need to stand firm upon it. In that first little passage that we read together in this eventful week before our Savior's crucifixion, Jesus was brought a young colt for that triumphant entry in Jerusalem, a colt that had never been ridden before. The owners had to ask and say, what are you doing taking my colt? Well, rightfully so that they did that. But they were able to say that Jesus hath need of him. And they put their cloaks on him. And then they spread their cloaks in the way. And he rode into Jerusalem. And then in chapter 12, we find that the people didn't spread their cloaks, but they spread palm branches in the way. How honoring that was. Just last week, I preached a message with regards to how much God's children are like palm trees. And we are. And here they're taking palm trees that they're spreading in the way. And as they spread them, and we realize that these branches are so important. It's an evergreen tree. It ever blooms unless you cut it down. You can cut into the side of it and you can paint it a palm tree and it still lives on. And a palm tree is rather unique in the fact that it stands very tall. It stands by itself many, many times. And we look at it. And I use the expression with regards to walking circumspectly. And how much we need to be like the Lord Jesus Christ doing just exactly that. That others could see Him as they walked along the way. I used to love getting my uniform on. Many of you know that I was a police officer for 30 years. I loved to wear my uniform until somebody threw a container of coleslaw at me. And then I thought, well, that wasn't so pretty. I had to be a little careful from then on. But I loved to wear a uniform, and I made sure that the trousers were creased properly, and I made sure that my boots and my Sam Brown were polished so I could see my face in it. Because I wore the Queen's crown on my uniform, and it was on the door of my car. And that made me proud to be able to represent the Queen of England as being a police officer. Matter of fact, when I retired, they left me with my dress uniform. And I said to Bev, I said, if they happen to bury me in my dress uniform, make sure that the bottom of the casket is open so they can see my boots. Spent a lot of time on them. But folks, we need to be that kind of a people. Like the palm tree that's in the oasis in the desert to give shade and protection for all. We need to be that kind of a people. And that's exactly what they spread as the Lord Jesus came into Jerusalem. And they cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, how fitting as Jesus came in. Yes, to the world it was a fateful week. It was moving very rapidly towards the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples of Jesus didn't really understand what was happening. They were watching to see exactly what was going on and listening to what Jesus was saying. But they really didn't understand it when He spoke to them. And they started off rejoicing because the people thought that He would be crowned king. Little did they know that he's already the King of Kings. But they were crying out to him as the king, thinking that he was going to relieve all the problems that were there around Jerusalem. And the Greeks, right away, they sought to discredit him. The religious leaders sought to destroy him during that short period of time that we know of from Palm Sunday until Good Friday. And they didn't want Jesus disrupting their celebrations in Jerusalem that particular week that was before them. Jesus knew that the hour was come. He knew that his time was come, and it was special not only to him but to the Father as well. And he tried to convey this message to his disciples on previous occasions, but they really didn't fully understand. You see, during his short lifetime, he presented himself as the light of the world, John 12:46. He was the light of the world. I am come, a light into a world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. He said, I am the light of the world. That's how he presented himself. He presented himself as a servant during that short period of time. John 13, washing the feet of his disciples. Remember when he came to Peter? Peter said, no, not me, Lord. You don't wash my feet. And yet the Savior had to turn to Peter and say to him, listen, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. Peter says, wash all of me. I want to have that special part, that special place with you, Lord. Wash all of me. He presented himself as a peacemaker. And there were signs of his coming in John 14. I'll let you read that whole chapter for yourself. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And he goes on to say, as the peacemaker, I am the way, the only way. I am the truth, the only truth. I am the life, the only life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He presented himself as a comforter in John 14:17, with the Trinity being complete. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. Jesus knew what was ahead. He knew that he wasn't always going to be with his people. So he was presenting himself to his own in this fashion that they might realize the fact that they weren't going to be alone. That regardless of the circumstances that were ahead of him, he was going to be there. He presented himself as the true vine, bearing much fruit. And you need to be like me, he said. And he presented himself not only as a true vine, but he presented himself as a Spirit of truth. John 16:13. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. He will guide and speak and show you things to come. And he presented himself as a prayer warrior in Gethsemane. He presented himself as a high priest in John 17. He prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son might glorify thee. Can you imagine? During that short period of week, what must have been going through the minds of the disciples, realizing that the one that they had been with and the one that they loved was being literally moved forward by the direction of God on high into Jerusalem, which was a dangerous place for him. And yet he was being led into that place. Yes, he presented himself as a Savior. He was betrayed, falsely accused, judged but not found guilty. He was treated as a criminal before King Herod. He was treated as a criminal in Pilate's court. The silence of Jesus during that short period of time, and Pilate asked him, what is truth? I can see our Savior standing there, and he hadn't really said very much, and his mouth was quiet. And he said to him, Pilate, look at me. Look at me. I am truth, Pilate. Don't you understand? But Pilate didn't understand exactly what truth really was. In me is no guile at all. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes, during that short period of time, man did his worst to the blessed Son of God, Jesus Christ. They tormented. He was tormented by soldiers. He was jeered by the religious world. He was crucified for you and for me. And folks, as we move towards this Easter season, there are folks today who need to know this same Jesus who died on Calvary's cross for you and me. That one who my sin was laid on Him. He was made sin for me. He who knew no sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Oh, how we should be so active in sharing the truth. Man had done his worst. And sitting down, Matthew 27:36, they watched Him there. This was all going on inside of a very short period of time in 33 years of His life. And sitting down, they watched Him there. We have the privilege of doing that at the Lord's table by faith. Sitting down, watching our blessed Savior there. Yes, some watched in fear. Because you see, during that short time, there were three dark hours. And I think that was the time that God dealt with my sin on His Son. I believe that was the time that Jesus went to the depths of hell and there He bore my sin and your sin in His own body on the tree as He went to that place. Some were watched with anger as they saw what was happening. Some watched with horror and who had perhaps never seen anything like this before. Some watched out of hearts that were broken, hearts of love, those that had been close to Him. They watched to see what was happening at Calvary's cross, each one with a different feeling and thoughts within their mind. Folks, it must have been a horrible, horrible time and a finish to the week that our Savior had just gone through. And as we read the Word, we need to realize the fact that during all of this time that we have a responsibility. I don't know your heart this evening. Jesus was made sin for you. If you're here this evening and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you need to come to know Him before it's eternally too late. If you're here this evening and perhaps you're not walking as close to the Lord as you once were, you need to come and bow the knee and commit your sin to Him and allow Him to work in your life and draw you back to Himself. If you're here and you're one of God's children and you've heard a message like this many, many times, and it seems to flow off sometimes, you need to allow the Spirit of God to work in and through you in a unique way that your life will be alive in Christ. We need to be alive. People that we meet every day need to know that we know Jesus Christ. You know that Bev and I dress alike every day, same color every day. And we were over in the mall today, Northgate Mall, walked into a men's clothing store. And a man said to me, he says, that looks sharp, you guys are dressed alike. I said, that's because we want to tell you how much God loves you. He said, I know He does. He goes to a little Baptist church, Antioch Baptist Church. He was a black man that has a men's clothing store. We had some good fellowship together because of being part of God's family. Folks, we need to realize the things that happened didn't happen just by chance. And when we come to this Easter weekend, how important it is that we live Christ. That we, in every area of our lives, that we honor and glorify His name, that others might see Jesus Christ in us. Yes, what will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will He do with me? We may not be able to gather here a year from now. Jesus may have come to take us home. We don't know that. I believe He's coming real soon. He may come before we leave here tonight. Somebody will be left to repair the roof when we go. Because He's going to take us in the twinkling of an eye. And I'm looking forward to that day. Are you? Oh, folks, how we ought to be warmed within our hearts and drawn close to Jesus Christ for what He did for us at Calvary's cross. How important in that week in which moved so quickly for Him, and then He stood on trial and then finally gave His life that I might have life. What a joy it is to be able to proclaim that kind of a message. We should be standing on the mountaintops, letting the whole world know God is love.
And He loves you with an everlasting love and wants to be an intimate part of your life every day. May the Lord bless you.